everyone. This is Lacey Dawn Jackson, Groovy Green Goddess, and it is the second Friday of the month, inspiration and empowerment, so you can be the best groovy self you have always dreamed of being. Yes, that is what I affirm for everyone out there listening. So, a couple days ago, I was setting my intentions. This week is the new moon. It was a couple nights ago. And I love the new moon energy. The new moon brings new beginnings. If there's something you want to start, a new job, a new relationship, a new health regime, it's all about taking stock in what you want to create, what you want to visualize. It's a great opportunity to set goals. And so that's what I was doing. I was taking stock in what I had done in the last month, since the last new moon. And I was looking at my list of things that I wrote, that I keep a list of. At the beginning of each year, I make a list of, okay, the new moon, the date of the new moon, the date of the full moon, and some other dates, but I'm going to keep it simple here today. And we're going to talk about the new moon, but I make a list of the dates. And so I write them on my calendar. And 3 days prior to the new moon, I start thinking about what it is that I've been manifesting over the last month. And what would I like to create going into the new moon and the new month? So I start to visualize. I visualize what it is that my opportunities, my goals are. And I will be going over some of that with you today. But I just happened to think about something that I forgot about a couple weeks ago. And I got a private message over at Facebook from a dear client who said, "Don't forget the joke of the week." All right. So the joke of the week, it's a pumpkin joke. For those of you who like pumpkins, I figured that it is appropriate since it is that season where pumpkins are in bloom. Do pumpkins bloom or do they just grow? Anyway, there are pumpkin flowers. I saw them in my mom and dad's garden. Anyway, so the joke of the week. What do you get if you divide the circumference of a pumpkin by its diameter? Ooh, that is like a very scientific question. So it deserves a very scientific answer. Do any of you know what it is? What do you get if you divide the circumference of a pumpkin by its diameter? Pumpkin pie. So if you stay tuned later on in this half hour, I will give you a reading to start you off on the weekend. And you can take it into your weekend with inspiration, empowerment, or anyway, that's my hope. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, we will be talking about new moons and why new moons are special. New moon. It's a time of the month to lean into more of your true self. It is also a time to rest. It's a time to reflect, review, and to cultivate what it is you want to manifest. So, What are your goals? What are your aspirations for this coming month? A new moon, you can certainly start planning and going over what you have already created. You can go over what you have created in the last month, what you want to create in the coming month, new relationships, new health, taking stock in what you want to see. I always start 3 days prior to the new moon, and that energy stays with you 3 days after the new moon. So let's say you forget to set your intentions or to review, reflect, rest upon your new moon wishes on the day of the new moon. Well, it's not too late. You can certainly do it up to 3 days post new moon. So you can still do it today, as a matter of fact. You could do it as you're listening to this program. And if you're just tuning in, my name is Lacey Dawn Jackson, Groovy Green Goddess, and we are talking about new moon energy. New moons, like I said, are special. It is a time for you to reflect upon, review upon what it is that you have already manifested and what you want to add to that. It is about adding new to your life. Maybe it's a new health routine. Maybe you want to get back into yoga and you've been procrastinating and putting it off. Like me, my hand is raised. New moon energy will help you get to your yoga practice, get to your mat. So the new moon helps with that. It helps with manifesting the new and helping you to create some of the new that you want to have in your life. So what are your aspirations? What is it that you want to accomplish? Reflect upon those questions. You can reflect upon those questions days leading up to the new moon. Reflection for the days past the new moon as well, which is what we're doing today. The new moon is a symbolic point of attention and a symbolic portal of new beginnings. I love that. I love that the new moon gives us an opportunity. It is a symbolic portal to the new beginnings in your life. I love that word portal. Reminds me of fairies. And when I say the word portal, I see all these fairies like coming out of the portal of, you know, have you seen lately all the mushrooms when you're out walking? There are rings of mushrooms in the field that I walk in every day. And through the forest, there are these little rings of mushrooms. And I see the fairies, you know, peeking out from behind the mushrooms and going, welcome, welcome to the season. Welcome to the season of autumn. So the new moon, it's a reminder to take better care of yourself, to pamper yourself. It is a reminder that you are committing to who? You. You're committing to your goals. You're committing to your vision. You are open to the guidance and the healing from the universe. So, what is your ritual? Do you have a ritual? Do you have an intention? Do you have something you do around the new moon? So, some new moons, I'm here and there and everywhere, and I forget to look at my calendar, and so the new moon escapes me. And I'm like, oh my gosh, okay, I forgot the new moon magic. But it's never too late, I hear the fairy say. The fairies are very present today. I can feel them. And it's probably because I took a walk right before I got on air today and saw all the mushrooms and all the leaves. The trails are covered in the leaves today. So this is a very special new moon for me anyway. Probably because it's my favorite season. But it is a very special new moon for all of us. And the reason why is because it's going into the new season, or we're several weeks into the new season now, but we are in the midst of a new season where autumn is upon us and the leaves are falling and it is crisp at night and the sky is dark because we have a new moon. So, what is your ritual? Like I said earlier, my ritual is to write down and add to some of the things that I want to manifest in the next month. I review my list to see what I have manifested in the days that have already passed. And because I write down this information every month, every new moon, I'm able to keep track of my progress. That's very important for those of you, for all of us who want to manifest, make your lives better, to work on yourself, body, mind, and spirit, to keep some sort of notebook, writing down your progress or writing down your intentions, and then each month at the new moon reviewing what you have written down to see what has come to fruition. I know someone who leaves candles burning for 7 days, 3 days prior to the new moon, the day of, and 3 days afterwards. Now, of course, if you're going to burn a candle, it is a good idea to put it in a very safe place where it's not going to fall over, and give yourself permission to blow it out when you're gone and not home. Don't leave it burning constantly for the 7 days, unless, of course, you're going to be around that candle for the full 7 days. But safety first. Green candles, very good for manifesting, very good for new moon magic. Green candles, bringing in the new. And green, you know, green is abundance. Many times people want to bring in more abundance, more prosperity. So new moon energy is very good for that. And green is the color of money, and also green is the color of the go light. You know, when you see the street light, when you're stopped at the stoplight and it turns green and it says go, well, green, that means go for it. So I would highly recommend a green candle that you can light in the midst of the new moon energy. And when you light this green candle, you also set the intention. What is it that you would like to manifest? And think about it. Think about you doing it. Maybe it's a new job. Maybe it is a new relationship. And you think about it. Think about how you're giggling with your new love and goofing around and just having a romantic evening. Maybe it's a job that you absolutely love and you just feel that satisfaction within as you have this candle lit. That will help with bringing in this new moon energy, with manifesting what it is you would like to manifest, by feeling into whatever it is you want to manifest. Okay. So, for example, I've been wanting to get back on the yoga mat. And so a good thing for me to do, I haven't done it yet, but I will do it today. Because this is the last day of the new moon energy for the time being. Getting on my mat, lighting my green candle, and sitting in a meditation form and visualizing myself doing the yoga. Now I'm setting the intention for the month to get back into my practice. Then I put the candle out. You never blow out the candle because then you're blowing it. But it's always a good idea to just smudge the candle flame out. And then what I will do is do my practice. I'm already on the mat. So instead of just setting the intention, doing my ritual, I better doggone well do my yoga. All right. So it is important that you take very good care of yourself during the new moon energies. Actually, during any kind of energy, that's your first priority. Throughout your day, throughout your week, is take very good care of you. Because if you don't take care of you, how are you going to take care of others around you? How are you going to be of service? Meditating on the new moon, seeing the new moon in all its glory as you are closing your eyes and just picturing that fabulous, beautiful moon, the new moon energy. It's time to pamper yourself during this new moon. A salt bath, using aromatherapy, a sauna. I was in a sauna the other day. A sauna is very important to me and my pampering. Getting a massage. Picking some flowers or buy yourself some flowers. Buy yourself some flowers. Give yourself permission. Buy yourself some flowers during this new moon energy, because then what you're showing the universe and what you're doing and creating in this new moon energy is a better, groovier you. Clearing your space is also very important during any time, but during the new moon energy, prior to setting your intentions or writing down what it is you want to manifest, burning some sage. Now, I prefer to put a drop of essential oil in a diffuser or on a light bulb instead of burning sage. But it's totally up to you. I love Palo Santo, so I usually burn Palo Santo instead of sage. It is just as powerful to clear out your space and any unwanted stuff in your space. During a new moon, taking time for yourself. As you set your intention, as you clear your space, as you redo your altar, it's always a good time to reorganize, clear off your altar if you have one. And you know what? You don't have to go into having a big old fancy altar unless you want to, unless you have the room to. I live in a 120-foot square, I mean, tiny house. 120 square foot tiny house. And so I don't have a lot of room for a huge altar. But I do have a shelf which I put magical things on or my favorite things. And so during this new moon, I take the opportunity to rearrange my altar for things that I want to come in for that new moon energy. Allow yourself some downtime. And what I mean by downtime, see if you can do this. Turn off all electronic gadgets. Yeah, I know. I said that a while back in one of my classes, and I kind of got some guff around it because there were a couple people that really had to have their phones on in case they got a message. And I understand that, but I think we lean on our electronic gadgets a little too much these days. So give yourself permission while you get yourself immersed in this new moon energy, is to turn off all the electronic gadgets around you. Park yourself somewhere where you will not be disturbed. If you can, go out into the woods and sit on a log so you are communing with the earth. All right, so writing down everything you want to manifest over the next 30 days. We already talked about that. Very important. Is it a health regimen or what? Is it that you want to do? Walking, exercising, yoga, eating healthier? A new job. We already talked about that. Writing down exactly what you want this job to entail. The title, the description of what you would be doing, what you would wear, even. Write down the specifics. Where would your job be? What would you be doing? What would you be wearing? Picture yourself driving there or however you would get there. Feel into your job. This is really important to do during this new moon energy. And after you have written down what your job looks like to you, write down, and this is very important, and you could do this if it's a relationship as well that you are wishing to manifest, that you are wishing to bring into your life. But after you describe the relationship, or after you feel into the relationship, feel into your job, you write down how your job looks to you. Write down what you would bring to your job. Write down what you would bring to this relationship. What is it that you have to offer? What is it? So, throughout the month, keep this piece of paper with you that has your perfect job and your perfect relationship. And put it on your altar or in your purse or your wallet, somewhere where you see it through the month, where you can feel it, where you can absolutely immerse your energy into it. All right. Very powerful. I love new moons. We are just about out of time. I can't believe how fast time goes sometimes as we remain into the present moment. All right. So I have my, whoops, I just dropped a bunch of my cards. So those cards are not to be in the reading today, but I am going to choose a card here, a couple cards here. And It's okay. Well, that card's not it either. You know, usually the jumper cards, but they jumped way out of my reach. I'd have to pull my headphones off. All right, so the first card is, and I love this for this new moon energy that we're experiencing. The card is, your desired outcome will occur in the very near future. Have patience, have faith, and most importantly, don't force it to happen. Just go with the flow. Your desired outcome will occur. Go with the flow. Go with the flow. Yeah. All right. The next card that I drew for this new moon energy is positive change. So yes, you can make these positive changes. You can make these changes and it will happen. Making changes, setting the intention during a new moon, very powerful. I invite you to give it a shot. Try it out. It facilitates positive change. The third card here is awakening to your true self. Woohoo! Awaken to your true self. What does your true self want? This time, the new moon time, is a great time to ask yourself, what is it that my authentic, my true self, my true awakening self wants and needs? And do your best to accommodate those needs. At least set the intention for those needs. Another week has gone by. And let me see here. I'm pulling up the calendar. So the calendar, it is Health Matters next Friday. So we will be talking about something that matters to your health next week. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate you tuning in to my show, Groovy Green Goddess. My name is Lacey Dawn Jackson. I wish you a very good week, a weekend ahead of you, and have a blessed, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Find out more about Lacey and her brutally honest and refreshingly candid autobiography. A page-turning narrative that reads like a novel, dramatic and enduring, heartbreaking circumstances transformed by a hopeful heart. You can purchase Lacey's book, Journey of the Groovy Goddess, Finding My Authentic Self, on Amazon.com.